What's good with you? What's good with you? Welcome to the Gadget Switch Podcast. I'm your host, RP3, and I got my boy with Mr. V Worldwide. How you doing today, sir?
I'm good, man. It's good to be back. Haven't been on in a while.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It's been a very event-filled month, I guess. You know, we had Thanksgiving and all of that, and now we're rolling into Christmas.
So. Yeah, man. Got off my... Been on this diet, man. I've lost like 47 pounds.
You on a diet?
Yeah, man. Clean. Eating clean. Fish, chicken, and all that. I can't be eating those ribs. I'm from the South, man. I need to eat them. But yeah, I've been eating clean, cauliflower rice and all that, man.
Okay.
Yep.
I did that, man. I tried that for a while. I got a weird diet. I don't eat a lot of fried food anymore. I do, but you know, like it's kind of weird when I tell people like if I was to make French fries at home, I bake them in the oven.
Really?
Yeah, I don't fry them in grease. It's weird.
See, I tried bacon, man. I mean, they get crispy. You know what I have been doing though is that air fryer, man. That air fryer gets them pretty crispy. So
yeah, you know what? That's what I'm going to try, man. Because like, you know, you don't got the oil or anything, just air fryer.
Nothing. Yeah, some things you have to spritz with a little bit of oil, but yeah, for them, I've made wings in it, man. They come out real good.
Okay, you done got me sold. I'm going to go ahead and pick me up an air fryer.
Get you one of the Ninja ones, man. Those are good.
The Ninjas? Okay.
Yeah, the Ninja air fryers. Those are real good.
Most definitely. I'll check it out. But I know you're not a Mac guy, you're a PC guy, but you're going to have to sit here and listen to me mouth off about the new M1 chip in-house, I guess CPU, GPUs, all-in-one in the MacBook Air and the 13-inch MacBook Pro. Apple has now decided to transition over to their new in-house chip processor away from Intel. Now, this isn't the first time that Apple has done this. They have done this a couple of times in their past, going from a Motorola to a PowerPC and from a PowerPC to Intel. But Rosetta is that software that they use to bridge the gap why they make this this transition.
Okay.
So I guess a little FYI for those out there who are in the market for a new Apple computer. Stay away from the Intel computers. You're going to be wasting your money. You're going to be updating them in 2 years. Apple will be moving away from it. And all your favorite software will start to migrate over to the new M1 chip. So, I don't know if you know anybody who like Mac, do you, V?
You and one of my other friends love Mac. Back in the day, I went to the school for advertising, and the last time I worked on one was the Apple, Apple computers, way back in the day when I was doing my graphics design and stuff like that. Yeah, we had to learn a lot. I've forgotten all that stuff, though, man, and anyway.
Yeah, you're part of the master race now.
Yeah.
That's what they call them PCers out there. The master
race. Yeah.
But I've been looking at YouTube videos. Hey, and I got one coming. I ordered one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I ordered me a MacBook Air.
Which one?
Oh, the Air. I ordered the base one because there's really it's coming in at a good price. It's at $999. And I got a pretty good deal because my daughter works for Apple.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I also, you know, Apple, you can do a trade-in too. So.
Oh, and just trade up. Can you trade up anything?
Well, yeah, you actually can.
Because I know Samsung will let you do that with a lot of different stuff.
I was like, my dilemma was I was going to get a new iPad Pro. And then I saw the Mac Air. And, you know, Apple has updated to Big Sur, which is their new OS.
Okay.
And Big Sur, you can run the same apps that's on your iPad and your iPhone on their laptops now. So I was like saying, wow, okay. I pretty much will be doing the same thing, but the added bonus is the ability to, I can edit with the MacBook. And with that new M1 chip, man, you can do 4K video editing with that, and it handles it with like it's nothing. Whereas I had a MacBook.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, I had a MacBook, and when I used to edit on it, the fans would just kick on within 15 minutes. I mean, that thing was like, it was labor just doing 1080.
Wow.
And that was a 2014, 15 MacBook. I gave it to my brother. He uses it as his computer when he DJs. But, yeah, it used to labor, and the battery life sucks. And what I'm looking forward to is that from a lot of, you know, the videos I've seen with Marquez and Unbox Therapy, Mr. Mobile, Linus Tech, that these new MacBooks are getting 18 to 20 hours off the charger.
God, that's insane. So yeah, that's a full day.
And they're running, like, they say they are literally trying to run the battery down. They're doing 4K editing. They're doing everything you can think of under the sun.
Gaming and all that, yeah.
They're getting 18 hours easy.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. So with the Rosetta, like I said earlier, you know, as, like, if you're an Adobe Pro user, you know, it's going to take them a little while to transition over. And it's usually, it's not so much for the developers. It's also Apple needs that time to just introduce the products, make sure everything is running well with each and every product that they're going to bring out with this new processor in it. And I'm assuming the MacBook Airs and the 13-inch MacBook Pro were the first ones. And then I'm quite sure I've seen rumors that, like the iMacs, they're going to be going to have maybe the next generation called the M1X, and they, you know, that's going to be a little bit better than these M1s, because within the M1, you got that's within the CPU on the base one, you got 7 gigs of RAM.
Okay.
And in the MacBook Pro 13-inch, you got 8 gigs of RAM, all of that within the chip processor. So I'm quite sure the iMacs are going to have maybe like 16.
Oh, man.
You know, and it's just, man, the hype is hard to believe, because I haven't ran across one person who really doesn't like that computer, that laptop.
Yeah, man, I really, you got me thinking about it, man. Seriously, I have, the last one I got was a, and I love them, is the Surface Pro. And I had the Surface Pro 4. I didn't get the 7 or anything like that, but I got the 4, and I still have that. Mm-hmm. But all I do is draw on there. So, I mean, yeah. I don't do any editing or anything, but
my wife, yeah, I know, that's Surface.
Yeah, I love the Surfaces, man. They're nice. But I hear that these Macs are just outclassing some of the, like, high end PCs, desktop PCs. And that's just like the MacBook. Okay. I'm like, man, that is really good. And it says it runs off of what, 10 watts of power?
Yeah.
It's beating some of these 40 watt PCs.
Now, one of the drawbacks, though, is I don't know if you ever knew this, but you used to run this program called Boot Camp on there. And what Boot Camp allows, if for those out there who don't know, you can siphon off or divide up your hard drive. So let's say you got a 100 gig hard drive on your MacBook, and you take 50 of that, or 40 or whatever. You can download Windows on your other partition hard drive and use Boot Camp to jump from Mac to Windows on the same laptop. You're not going to be able to do that no more.
So with the M1, you're not going to be able to do that?
No.
Oh, because okay.
Windows isn't optimized to run on their M1. Their ARM, it's an ARM-based CPU.
No, I don't. I don't know Mac a lot. And so would the Rosetta be able to translate a lot of things for the Windows, and or wouldn't be able to? That's something work. It doesn't do.
Rosetta is just strictly for Mac to help the processor, help the program communicate with the new, whatever the new processor or chips that they are running. Because when they did PowerPC to Intel, I remember Rosetta being important in that transfer when they in 2005, and when 2007 came, if your favorite software of choice hasn't made it over, then it wasn't running. Period on the new Intel at that time. So I thought, you know, so it's an interesting time, man, with Apple. I think you're going to start seeing some real nice redesigns. Because, like, for example, the iMacs have, like, huge bezels around the actual computer. And, like, even with the 21-inch and the 27-inch, the bezels on the bottom of that those iMacs are real huge. But that's where most of, you know, the actual motherboard and the things that make that PC run, it resides in that. A lot of that resides in the lower part of that. Well, with the new M1 style chips, they're going to be redesigning these iMacs, and they're going to look like giant iPads.
Thin bezels.
With thin bezels.
Man.
And so they're going to have a same form factor, that 21-inch form factor with that reduced bezels now can be increased to a 24-inch iMac. But still be the same size of the 21-inch one that you see in the stores today. And the 27-inch ones that you see in the stores today will be stretched out to 34-inch.
Man.
So they don't have to make bigger, they don't have to make the computer bigger to get the bigger display.
Okay. So that M1 chip is just everything right now then.
Yeah, and it requires you to put less parts in the computer. You don't have to have a dedicated graphics card unless it's required.
So what is the, what's the active cooling system in those? Because I was reading a little bit on it, and I couldn't get my head around. I mean, it just keeps it, I know they're ultra cool or something like that.
Well, it's not so much that it's a cooling system. It's just that... you know, like in a PC, you know, like when you got a graphics card in there, some graphics card got two or three fans on there.
Yeah, like those huge fans, like they help cool 3080. It. Yeah.
Well, everything resides on a chip. The GPU, CPU. Yeah. So.
It's oh, not okay. Gonna, so you know, don't have to worry.
You don't have to worry about all that heating and stuff.
Okay, I get it then. Man, so that's just revolutionary then.
Yeah. And like I said, I haven't heard anybody really say, oh, this is the worst. I mean, everybody, been hyped about it, you know, and I guess I'm about to find out if the hype is legit. I'm supposed to get mine in the mail in about another week.
Man, that's that's legit, man. You have to let me know how that works out. I might.
Man, don't do it. You PC. Stay PC.
Oh, man, this PC even tripping, man. I know I almost didn't do the podcast because of it. Because I don't know. Just cut out. My son was doing schoolwork actually on it. And then he's like, Dad, the computer cut off. I'm like, what? And I came in and it was just an off. And I unplugged it and plugged it back in. Because when I first got it, I got it from Dell. And pre-built. Mm-hmm. So he told me to unplug it and plug it back in, and it worked. I'm like, man, I'm gonna have to do this all the time. He's like, no, you shouldn't, man. Every month I had to sit and do that. And then I thought that was a problem again, and it didn't come on this time. So I went and vacuumed it out and everything and moved it around, and I brought it back in and it started working again.
You don't have it on the floor, do you? Do you got it on the desk?
I have it on it's on the floor, but it's not on the floor. It has a little table system.
Right, right.
It's close to the floor.
Right.
And it's in a carpeted room, so he said it might have built up static too. And I'm like, man, it still don't sound right. I don't know. But anyway, I don't hear a lot of people having problems with Macs.
Sounds like you're gonna have to either. You ever thought about learning how to build a PC?
I thought about it. It looks pretty easy. I've replaced memory before because, I mean, you just pop it in a slot and that was it. But that's about as much as I've done on one. I have thought about it, though, man.
Yeah, it's actually, when I tell people if I can do it, anybody can do it. And because I was scared to death when I built my PC, but I made it through and it worked out. So, I went to I got my YouTube degree watching all these videos, Joey Delgado and Joey Two Cents and all these guys who do pre-builds and build their own computers, and they review pre-builds and compare them against the ones they build from scratch. You know, I don't know, man. They made it seem pretty easy. It's just five major components you got to worry about. And if you got a good motherboard with everything labeled properly, it's actually not that difficult.
I'm pretty good with instructions and stuff.
I don't know, man. But when, you know, back in the day,
cheaper too.
Yeah. Well, you know, back in the day, like when we used to root phones, and then like I will always tell people who was interested in rooting their Android phones. Find that one YouTuber who instructions just make it everything clear. If you jump around to too many people who do root videos, you're going to get confused. Yeah. And I've always, like, I don't know if you watched Tim Schofield.
I've heard of him before. I don't.
He used to do root videos way before he started doing just straight tech videos. He got his start doing rooting videos. He's a root Samsung phones a lot. Okay. And his root videos was so clear and concise. You know, I will follow his root videos over anybody else. You know what I'm saying? Then high on Android, he used to do root videos. Zito Max. I don't know if you watch him. But he used to do root videos. But I used to watch Tim Schofield. He used to call himself QB King 77.
Oh, okay.
And he still uses that, I think, as his Twitter handle.
And he used to do that. So, yeah, I would need something like that because some of them are too technical and some of them knew they jump around. And just because they know it so well, they'll kind of skip through and just, I'd need some good instructions.
Sometimes it'll be the littlest thing and you just say, okay, all right, did he just pull that cable out the phone yet? You know, you always want to do it like to the T that the person who you're watching do it so you don't make that same mistake.
Yeah, man, I'm a I'm need to get on me some Mac though, man.
Yeah, I don't know, man. You got to think about it, man. If you ain't messed with a Mac in a long time, man,
it's been a long time, man. I graduated high school in '91, and I graduated from that advertising school in '94. So it's been since '94 when they were calling them apples, Apple II, I think it was.
Nah, you better stay away. And then that Apple tax, you don't want to pay that Apple tax.
You be like, I heard about that too.
Man, you be like, I get this with a PC for free.
You know, the thing that keeps me away from iPhone is the way they don't let anybody in on anything. And I think it's that way with Mac too, right?
Yeah.
Just them within their own.
No, and I mean, guess you could no, they got different, you know, different software and everything you can use. I mean, you can download whatever you want. It's just that my wife hates Apple computers. She won't touch them. She'll come, I'll take it back. She'll come down and check her emails, or she might, you know, fiddle around on it, but it's hard for her to navigate through an Apple computer. You know,
because Apple uses Safari, right?
You can use Chrome. You can use all your Gmail.
See, man, I don't know.
You can use everything. You can use everything Google on here. It ain't that locked down.
I'm out of it then, man. I thought that was, I didn't even know all that.
Nah, man. You've been way out of the loop. You could do anything. You can use anything you want on a Mac. It's just the little things like downloading something may be a little different. Is different than a PC. Transferring files is different. You know what I'm saying? All the things that you may know, like the back of your hand on a PC, it might make you a little bit frustrated on an Apple. It's a learning curve. And it takes you a minute to get used to it. But
so once you learn it, is it easier?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's easier. But Apple is, you can find a lot of free alternatives to some of the things Apple make you do on a PC. And like I said, that's that Apple tax. You know what I'm saying? If you needed a movie player, you can download a number of players that are free in PC. Whereas in Mac, there's not that many. You might find one or two that may be free, but for the most part, you might have to pay for a good movie player or something like that.
Okay.
But
yeah, they make you pretty much use iTunes too, right? For the music and everything.
No, you can. You know, I got Spotify. I got you can got YouTube. You can listen to YouTube music. You can stream anything you want.
Yeah, man, I'm just too closed-minded. I need to be, because I didn't know none of that.
Well, I hope you know this, that we may not be getting no more Note 20s or Notes, period.
Heard about that, man. I don't know how I feel about that. I know it's Note's my brand, man. That's my phone. Yeah, I love that is my phone, the Note. I don't know what I'm gonna do without it. If it's true, you know, it's rumors, but I mean, where there's smoke, there's fire usually. So I heard that's why they kind of worked in the Fold to make that take the place of it, because it comes out around the same time. And I also heard that they're going to put the S Pen in the Ultra, or the S21. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think one of the
Ultras,
one of the Samsung Galaxy phones will either come with an S Pen or have the ability to use an S Pen. Now, when it comes to the Fold, I don't know how they're going to use an S Pen on that fragile display unless they got something up their sleeves for the new Fold.
I think that I don't know if they are. Yeah, I don't know if they are. I just heard that they're maybe put that into position to take the place of the Note, not even putting an S Pen in it, but just have it. That's a nice phone, man. It really is. I played around it with one in Best Buy, and it is really nice though. It's a lot nicer than I thought it was.
Right. I think what they're going to do is they're going to get rid of the Galaxy Note series. They're going to make one because everybody's been complaining saying the Note ain't nothing but a Galaxy phone with an S Pen. Okay, well, you done said it enough. Now you done made it happen. I hope all you guys out there are happy. You
I
done made
know
the
I was
Note
telling them
go
to be
away.
quiet, man. I'm like, man, they listening. Be quiet. They are listening to you. Sure enough.
And now I think they're gonna have in the fall all their foldables. You're gonna have the Z Fold and that flip.
Yeah.
It's gonna be in the fall. And Galaxy will be in the spring or end of winter. So.
So, man, I hope they keep the note, man. I don't know, I
They're
mean,
not gonna keep it. It's just gonna be a Galaxy S phone.
it's just a brand. I need to call it the note then. How about
Man, they ain't
getting
gonna
rid of the
call it the Note.
Galaxy S and drop
And
it to the
they're supposed to be doing a price adjustment is what they're calling it, to kind of line up more with what Apple is doing. 'Cause Apple phones, I think they maintain the same price, if not I think they are the same price. And they up their storage starting point. So Samsung's supposed to make an adjustment and kind of match their prices with what Apple's doing. So that should be
So I
good news.
saw,
Huh?
yeah, that'd be, I mean, yeah, you take that price down. I saw that there's supposed to be a new fold also, the Z Fold. There's like rumors of a light. Did you hear anything about that?
A fold light?
Yeah, Z
Oh, I
Fold
didn't hear
light.
that.
Yeah, I was just looking on well, you know, I look all around, but it could be just, I mean, it is just rumor right now because nobody knows for sure, but yeah, I saw it when I was looking at the S21 stuff or the them getting rid of the note.
Now, it depends
That's
on
a
where you look.
bold move.
Depends on where you're looking at. And I'm not going to say the website name. It shall remain nameless, but they're starts with an F and ends with an S, and they're not the most reputable sources when it comes to tech.
Yeah. Let me see. Yeah, man. I would really like to have I'd really like to have a fold. And I might just keep my old note, man, and just draw on that because I love to draw on it. That's my thing.
If I was you, I would keep it until you find out what's going on.
Yeah. Because I mean I'd be cool with that, but I definitely like one of those folds. If they can get that price down, man, to under $1,000, I'm all over
Man, good luck.
it.
Good luck. Because that thing, they that that's gonna be the phone they're gonna use to go through your pockets. That's gonna be
Oh,
the,
yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, the bread. Yeah, especially if they adjust the price of that Galaxy S21. Are they
Yeah. That
when
phone's
they
gonna
put that
cost, it
S?
probably cost 1800 like it did 1999, wherever it was. But T-Mobile had you like dropping. I still think they got that price high, like almost $500 down. That's another phone.
That is right there, man. God.
Man, that's ridiculous. Ooh.
It is, man. They killing us. Try to
Man.
keep up with the Joneses, man, but I don't know.
Yeah, that's gonna be
They need
pretty
to.
tough. But it we'll know as the rumors, as we get closer to January, we'll probably start hearing more concrete information. And there are some people out there who usually leak some good information, so we'll know more real soon. But me personally, I kind of wish they would keep the note line up, but I can understand them removing it. And it's not like they don't have something good to replace it. Fold will be hot. I hope that flip phone get a redesign to it. And the Galaxy Line don't excite me, but if they're going to have one with a S Pen is what they're going to probably call it. They have one like that. I might try it, but I believe, for the last 2 years, about the last 2 years, I skipped the Galaxy lineup.
Yeah. Last Galaxy one I had was it the 6 or 7?
Wow.
It was the one because of the Note 7, when the Note 7 was blowing up on people and they stopped. So I had to turn that in. Only thing they had was the S7. I got it, man, and I hated it. I couldn't even believe I held that on to that Galaxy so long, for that long. It was crazy. But yeah, ever since then, I just rather have the Note. And this probably is because of the S Pen. I got a bias towards it.
Yeah.
It could be the same thing, man, but I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. So hopefully, like I said, I think they're going to have I want to see what that S Pen version of the S21 looks like, and if it's passable or it can separate itself from a regular Galaxy. I don't know if they're going to give it a special code name or not, but it's going to be interesting to see. It could take the sting out of losing a Note if they got a real decent one.
Yeah.
Like S Pen.
If they can do that, yeah, like you said, name it right and do all that and distinguish it from the other phone they're going to put out, yeah. I'll give it a shot.
Yeah. So, all right. So that brings us to the end of this podcast. I'd like to thank all those out there who's been tuning in to the podcast. I know it's been a minute since we done one. Hopefully we're going to try to do one more before Christmas. And we're going to probably after that catch you guys in the new year. But, tech news is tech news. And you don't want to be just talking to be talking.
Yeah, exactly.
But again, I appreciate each and every last one of you guys. AV, you want to shout anybody out before we head out?
No, I just want to thank everybody who's been tuning in and sticking with us through this, man. We're starting to get a groove on and everything going here. So, I'm new to the podcast thing and, I'm starting to feel more comfortable and everything. So, just keep tuning in, everybody.
Yep. Appreciate you. And until then, we catch you guys in the next one. We out.